Phoenix-based PetSmart has recently started implementing some changes in its in-store grooming procedures and techniques. A report by New Jersey's NJ.com discovered that 47 dogs in 14 states had died soon after being groomed at PetSmart, and 32 of those had occurred since 2015. A pair of reporters followed up with a comprehensive investigation to learn more about those incidents and to take a broader look at what pet grooming-related laws states do or don't have. Sophie Nieto-Munoz is one of those NJ.com reporters, and she's with me. Sophie, other than the fact that the animals passed away, what else did their situations have in common?
The one trend that we did find is that 20 of the 47 documented deaths were brachycephalic breeds. So those are the breeds with the smushed-in faces and the short noses, which is English bulldog, really any kind of bulldog, Yorkies, boxers. Those all have breathing issues. So in hotter areas or when they get more stressed out, they typically have more respiratory problems. So, you know, that may have been a trend.
What happens at a typical grooming visit there? And are what PetSmart groomers doing any different from industry standards?
They could be different. So I'll start with what the process is, or what employees have told us the process is. Depending on whether you get an express grooming or not, but the dog comes in, it's greeted, it's checked out by an employee. They have a check-in process to make sure that there's no cuts on the dog or that the dog's not sick, not refusing to go in. They bring the dog in and they kennel it, and then they go through the bathing, the shampooing, then they get brushed out and cut, and, you know, the actual grooming process itself. They also do an express grooming, which is, so that process, that first process I talked about, sometimes it takes 4 to 6 hours, you know, because of the amount of dogs that are in there. So they also have this option that's called express grooming, which is the dog is in and out usually within an hour. So it's less likely to stress the dog out. What we found is different in PetSmart versus in your average grooming salon is the big box part of it. You know, there's a huge volume of dogs in here, and also the groomers are required to meet quotas, which is typical for any business. But when you're grooming people's pets, they can get more stressed out. So these groomers are working on commission as well. So their quota is tied to the amount of money that they're going to make. So, you know, your average mom and pop shop might do 4 or 5 dogs a day, but at PetSmart, employees are doing 6 to 8 dogs a day. Some people can handle that. You know, it really depends on the type of dog you're doing. If you have 5 golden retrievers back to back, it's going to take more than an hour for each dog.
PetSmart had open houses and allowed customers to tour grooming salons on Sunday. Is this just a PR move, or are they trying to make sure that people understand this is how we do it and there's nothing to worry about?
I think it's a little bit of both. So they announced these changes in February after, you know, 2 really publicized incidents. They announced a bunch of changes that they were going to make, ranging from express grooming for bulldogs to enhanced check-in to an independent review board. And they also announced these salon open houses so that pet parents can come in, ask questions, check out the grooming process. It just happened to be that it came out the same weekend that our story came out. So we already had a publication date for our story, and maybe 2 weeks before that, they announced that they were going to do the open houses on the 23rd. I don't know what they told employees to do. I don't know if there was any different reaction because of the story, but I think that they definitely had prepared for some backlash because of this.
Has PetSmart admitted any wrongdoing, or is it more of one of those things, well, we can always improve what we're doing?
They haven't admitted any wrongdoing. They do fiercely defend their safety record in a statement, multiple statements to us and to other media companies. They don't find themselves at any fault for this. They say most of the dogs that died had pre-existing conditions or age issues or were obese, etc. And we didn't find anything to say that PetSmart is doing anything wrong. You know, we are just pointing out that these dogs have died in their care, and they're, you know, it's much more than the numbers. These dogs are dying in their care, and then they're not providing families any answers. The groomers are saying that they complain and they're worried about safety incidents and they're not trained properly. And when they tell their managers, they're either ignored or retaliated against. There's no transparency, so there is no reporting process to ever find out how many dogs actually died.
Did you have any indication that of any of the groomers that you talked to or anyone like that, that they had any reason to have sour grapes toward the company? Or is this more about just saying, hey, we care about animals, we want to make sure that people know what's going on?
There were people that came out and said, like, there are so many pet safety violations at my store and I need to tell somebody. And there were other people that we reached out to. I mean, we reached out to employees that loved the company. We reached out to employees that were just okay with it. People that left on bad terms, people that left on good terms, people that were fired, people that were there for over 10 years. We tried to talk to as many people as possible. That way we didn't just get one side of the story.
Are there states that are working on laws to try to tighten up some of the requirements on certain grooming, licensing, that kind of thing?
Yeah. So actually, one of the most surprising things that I found out when I started reporting on this was that there's almost no regulation at all. There's no transparency. There's no accountability. And part of that is because pets are still viewed as property, even in an age where we spend, I mean, $70 billion on our pets every year. To have a grooming industry with no regulation is really tough. So we do have, there are some states that are pushing for regulation. New Jersey actually has three bills. One has been stalled since 2014. It's called Bijou's Law, which would start to regulate grooming and have oversight by the Board of Veterinary Medicine. There's a few more that would require groomers to be certified, another that would, if a groomer has an injury or a death and they are found at fault, they would have to show it in their store, kind of like a grade for a restaurant. They would have to have some type of notice for their customers that a dog has been injured or died in their store. Massachusetts, Rhode Island, those, they also have bills, but they've all stalled. So we're really hoping that this story kind of sheds a new light on those.
Sophie Nieto Munoz is a reporter for NJ.com. We've been talking about her investigations into PetSmart grooming practices.